Send a movie idea.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are, they're simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it will be used, I guarantee this, used as the third baby name for Kate and William. I'm Joel, a man who puts the win in dwindling listening figures, and across from me is John Harris, a man who just told me off air that if a minimum 5,000 people don't listen to this episode, he will come for the firstborns of everyone with a smartphone who chose to listen to something else. Screw,
I'm good noise. Down with the kids.
Good noise. Yeah. Maybe more of that.
I'm thinking, yeah.
The kids, what else do the kids like?
Just that noise mostly. I've been practicing that because you've got to be careful.
How often and when?
In the office by myself.
Good.
You got to be careful because if you're not careful, it could sound like an owl.
Yeah, and kids don't like owls.
Yeah. Imagine a hip-hop track where they're like... Kr, kr.
But there is that hip-hop group that... are called something owl.
Yeah, something owl. Illuminati are owls, aren't they?
What?
You know, like Bilderberg group and stuff, they burn effigies of owls and stuff, don't they?
Well, why? Then they're not owls.
Because...
So they burn the thing they like? The KKK burn the thing they like as well.
So before...
Isn't that weird?
No.
What should we burn?
No, they actually don't like owls. Basically, before they ran the world,
owls ran the world.
So they could,
like that Beyonce song.
Yeah.
Who ran the world?
Owls.
I don't understand Coachella Music Festival.
No,
it's what, happened again.
Yeah,
is this the first time?
No, it always happens again. It's so strange.
I don't understand because I honestly thought I'd traveled back in time with, because a week ago everyone was going crazy about Beyonce.
Yeah,
and how amazing the set changed music forever. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah,
but according to 3 Twitter moments.
Yeah,
music will never be the same again. And everyone was loving it.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, Coachella's happened. That's just a weekend fun festival. And then I sort of went about my week. And, you know, the next time I open Twitter, I look once a week.
Yeah.
Beyonce's just smashed Coachella again in a different outfit. I don't understand what... So do they do Coachella again the next week?
Yeah.
That's mental.
In the exact same location.
So imagine if Glastonbury happened.
Yeah, twice.
And then a week later, they were like, Glastonbury's back. It'd be mad. It'd be so weird. So do they have like the same like madness in America? Like, you know, like we have around Glastonbury, all the TV coverage. It takes over all of the TV that whole weekend. Does Coachella do that twice? And what? Do people go for...
No, they
don't
go for
both. Do you buy tickets for 1 weekend?
You go for 1 weekend.
Why would you want... Which weekend would you want to go to? The first one?
Because the second time, people were like, oh yeah, we know Destiny's Child coming back.
It's like Reading and Leeds Festival, but if they were just in one town...
No, it is, because someone said, oh, it's like Reading and Leeds. And I was like, no, it's not, because they happen on
There's
different weekends in the same place.
It's so weird. It's so, so weird.
Anyway.
I never realised until now.
Well, I'm sorry, Joel. You know, there was music before Beyonce at Coachella, and there's music after Beyonce at Coachella.
There's
Joel
me,
before
yeah.
knowing about what happens at Coachella and after knowing what happens.
I'm going to go next year to both. I'm going to go on the first Friday, the second Saturday, and the first Sunday.
No, you're going to go the whole weekend, and you're going to have to recreate your every set the exact same, regardless of what other people are doing, just bumping into strangers.
I tell you what, though.
We need to pitch some films.
Oh, do we?
Well.
Jack, Planet of the Snapes. Alternatively, Snapes on a Plane. Now, This is real low-hanging fruit stuff here from Jack, but I respect it. He's realised what he's done, right? He's realised that Snape sounds both like Snape
yeah,
and Ape.
Exactly. There's two different puns yeah, there, to be fair.
It's ideal, really, isn't it? Yeah. It's great territory. Planet of the Snapes, what's that? Are there just lots of Snapes? Are there many Snapes? Are the Snapes like the Oompa Loompas in the Willy Wonka factory? There's just Snapes everywhere. But the Snape man... The Snape man. Snape yeah. is fundamentally good. Spoiler alert. Snape's a good guy. So he couldn't Planet of the Snapes because they're bad apes.
Well, he could. He just... What was he fundamentally... He was a fundamentally...
He's a great guy. If you even
excellent guy.
Stray towards saying Snape wasn't a good guy, all of the Harry Potter fans in the world will descend upon you.
Hey, look. More listeners for us, right?
That's true.
Snape is a prick.
An angry listen is a listen.
Yeah. I hate Snape.
Yeah, I hate Snape.
Right.
I've had it with these motherfucking Snapes on this motherfucking plane.
Snape's had his
broomstick confiscated. And he has to get a plane for the first ever time.
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand the etiquette around plane airline travel.
Yeah.
So he's just acting like a real dick, you know? He's not putting his belt on when he's told. He's pushing the thing to call the attendant all the time. He freaks out at all the various noises. He hates it.
And Samuel L.
Jackson.
He's
smoking in the toilet.
Oh. Does Snape smoke?
This one does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Samuel L. Jackson gets sick and tired of it because they're the only two people in first class. Is that good?
How does Snape fly first class? He's just a mere teacher.
Good question. He
wins a competition.
Makes himself appear on the plane? I don't know. Oh. He wears an invisibility cloak. Bam.
Okay.
Sneaks onto the plane. Straight through passport control.
Sneaks on a plane.
Tune in next week for the film Sneaks on a Plane. It's a documentary about me trying to secretly get on planes. I imagine not an easy feat.
Harry Potter is the first wizard astronaut.
His
spaceship goes off trajectory, lands on a planet.
Good.
Covered in Snapes.
Excellent. He cannot believe it. Is it? And this is Harry Potter before he knows Snape's fundamentally good?
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise he'd be like, oh, great.
Potter. Just thousands of people.
Yeah, I like that.
If there was a planet... everyone's thinking this. If there was a planet covered in Snapes, would there be female and male Snapes, or would they reproduce asexually?
Snape's quite an androgynous character.
Yeah.
So... It's a genderless Snape.
Okay, and they reproduce androgynous.
Who's to say that the notion of gender even exists on another planet?
Planet the Snapes doesn't have a notion of gender.
It doesn't have any such thing as gender. And neither really, let's be honest.
Potter and Snape.
Harry Potter's pretty genderless, right?
What do you mean?
Come on. Radcliffe?
I'm not straying into this territory, Joel.
In those movies, he's not a particularly, you know, he's like a genderless guy. Anyone could be in his shoes, and that's the beauty of it. And that's why it's so brilliantly acted by Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, well done. And written by J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
And we love Snape. We've brought, you know, all the angry listeners came earlier. We just brought them back around.
They're cheering now. Yeah. they're whacking that subscribe button. They're trying to find out if you can actually retract a one-star review from Apple. You can't. You can't say, you know, you fucked us there. Create a new account. Counteract it with a few fives.
We're going to be huge on Instagram, finally, after this one. That's where all the kids are, isn't it?
The kids. We're going to be big on Snapchat. Snapchat.
Even I know Snapchat's dying, Joel.
Yeah, I looked at it earlier because I heard that it had a 2-star rating on the App Store, and it does.
Wow.
It's been fucked, mate. It's been absolutely fucked. It's great. We can offend the Harry Potter fans.
Yeah.
I don't say a single thing about any of the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Because one tweet from them, you're dead. You're basically dead.
I still think
one tweet,
100,000 one-star reviews on our podcast would still be better than our 8 listeners.
Do you think so?
No, actually, I like our 8 listeners. You keep listening. Mm. You keep doing you. What about this one from Gru, previous winner of one of these? The Fast and the Furious Incident of the Dog in the Night.
That's really fun.
Yes.
So it's a quick greyhound dog.
Yeah.
Have you read the book?
I have seen the play, which I had imagined relatively faithfully adapted, based on no evidence.
Was there a... Look, I've read the book, so I've not seen the play, so let's try and figure this out. Autistic kid?
Yeah.
Dog? Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds the same. It sounds very similar.
So a dead greyhound is sprinting...
Wait, is he autistic or does he have Asperger's or dyspraxia or something?
That I believe, I'll get this triple checked, that they don't specify what condition he has.
Okay, cool.
So I think we go down the route of, dogs racing, but not in a evil greyhound track way, in a they want to be racing way.
Like cars.
Yeah, like in a child-friendly.
Human voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, a voice of Owen Wilson?
All of them are voiced by Owen Wilson.
Good. And he understands dogs because of Marley and Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has an affinity with the creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the greatest dog film of all time.
Owen Wilson voices it, Andy Serkis motion captions it.
All the dogs,
yeah.
Will there be... I mean, obviously the greyhounds are probably going to win. But yeah. Will there be other breeds?
Plucky underdog.
Like a plucky bulldog.
Literal underdogs, yeah.
I like that one a lot. What about this one from Lem? A man who has no original thoughts and follows the crowd. Shaun the Sheep.
I thought you were like a film about Joel Grey. That's really that. I really like that. That works really well. That's kind of a standard trope in films, isn't it? Or it's like they seem like they're pretty run of the mill, and then they break free from the shackles of being run of the mill. I'm thinking
by murder.
I was thinking more like uplifting kind of tale.
Oh, cool, nice, yeah.
You know how like they're in a humdrum life. Kind of like the plot of the video game Stardew Valley, I can't wait to be adapted into a big major motion picture.
Matter of weeks.
I would imagine so. Yeah, so...
Sean works in an office. Yeah. It's like the...
I prefer the murder angle.
Oh.
I think he's like the Croydon cat killer, but for sheep. The Salisbury sheep slayer.
He just shears
the Salisbury sheep slayer. The Salisbury sheep shearer. yeah.
At night. So all these farmers have no... wool to sell.
That'd be really frustrating for them.
Every morning they wake up.
What's he doing with the wool?
He's not selling it.
No, where's he keeping it?
He's got a house just full of wool.
Just full of wool.
It's really
wool to wool wool.
It's the comfiest house you've ever seen.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Does he just open the door and jump into the wall?
I always thought, as a kid,
we've had a house full of wool.
If I had like unlimited budget, I would. I would make a room that was just mattresses for walls and floor.
Yeah, I actually imagine you'll end up in a room like that not at some point in the next 5 years. So I wouldn't waste your money, mate. This episode is brought to you by Lisa Mattresses. Why not pad your own cell? Try 100 nights in solitary confinement free if you don't enjoy it. Look, thanks for the idea. Who was it?
Lem.
Good old, it's mad that Lem Beaufort listens to this show, isn't it? It is crazy. Barney, Jason de Rules of Engagement.
What's the Rules of Engagement?
It's a William Friedkin movie from the year 2000. I had to look this up because I've not seen it. But I do know a fair bit about Jason Derulo, so we're probably going to be fine. Jason Derulo is a US Marine who is brought to court-martial after dancing gave away his unit's position. Now, I've altered the film Rules of Engagement quite a bit because... In Rules of Engagement, Samuel L. Jackson kills a load of people outside an embassy, and that's why he gets court-martialed. Now, you tell me in any way that's better than dancing to give away your position.
This is like the second series of Serial, but really good.
Yeah.
So, has conscription happened? So the actual Jason Derulo has been forced to join the military?
Yeah, he is Jason Derulo. And what's amazing about this is that he managed to stop the dancing for a while and rose through the ranks till he was looking after his own unit. No, that's not what happened. He's just a standard infantryman and he gets through basic training and he keeps his head down. No one really recognises this is Jason Derulo because let's face it, if you walk past Jason Derulo in the street, you would not know Jason Derulo.
Unless he was wearing really, really, really trendy clothing.
Or singing his own name.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They all have like code names like Red Eagle. Yeah. Jason Derulo!
But seriously, if Jason Derulo was on the same tube carriage as you, just in full-on US military gear, would you know it was Jason Derulo? No way. There's no way.
I think if most famous people were in full military
US
garb,
military gear, yeah.
I would probably just think, no, there's a man in US military
the Queen.
Garb.
What would the Queen have to wear so that you wouldn't recognise her?
I think if the Queen wore full military US garb, I wouldn't look and think, that's the Queen. I'd think... Why is an old lady wearing military US military garb? Why is she on the tube? That must be boiling.
Has the Queen ever been on the tube?
Probably when it started, right?
When it started? Mate, it's been around over 100 years.
She got fast track. I heard she got fast track.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Has the Queen got an Oyster card?
it's an actual Oyster that she taps.
Like, has the Queen ever been on the tube? Hang on, I'm Googling it. I'm live Googling it, John. Has the Queen ever
And we wonder why we're not getting any listeners.
Right, what do you think the suggestions are on Google? Two of them are bleak, one of them's great.
Eaten a swan.
No. Everyone knows she has. No one's asking that.
Go and tell me.
Ever been ill? Sad. She's a 92-year-old woman, I imagine so. Ever been attacked?
Well.
That's sad. Ever bowed to anyone? That sounds like someone that's really sick of the Queen always being bowed to.
One of these days I want to see the Queen bow to me.
You know Quora.com?
Yeah.
What is that site? That's the first time I've ever said that out loud. I've never really been sure of how that's pronounced.
When you said it, I was like, yeah, I know that website, but I've never heard it said in the wild.
So, Quora, someone posed the question. Does the Queen bow to anyone? Rick Smith, pharmacy technician and polyglot interpreter. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has never bowed, and she will never bow to anyone under any circumstances. Rick Smith there, speaking on behalf of the royal family. That is phenomenal.
Very qualified.
She will never bow. You could introduce her to aliens from another planet. Like all of the Planet of the Snapes could land in a big Snape ship, and she would, and they would say, "We're going to destroy planet Earth unless Queen Elizabeth II bows to us."
Yeah, and Rick runs along. Rick,
no, no, don't do it.
Under no
destroy the planet
circumstances.
Before she inherited the throne of the United Kingdom,
yeah,
she would curtsy to foreign royalty and those in her own family who held a higher status.
You know, the question you're asking is, has she ever taken the tube, right?
Well, mate, we all get distracted, don't we? Ever eaten pizza comes up. But ever been in a film? Oh, man, I think we've got our new podcast.
Yeah, the Queen's Freaky Friday would be pretty fun. We could let her do some normal people stuff.
With us? With one of us? One of us. One of us.
I think she'd have more fun being Joel than me.
Do you think so? I have a pretty
You'd take more advantage of being the Queen than I would. You'd be like, I'm the Queen! I'd like look around and be like, all right, I need to make sure I'm as queenly as possible so no one notices.
No one would know that you were the Queen. people would suspect something was up. Yeah. I'd come out in a Charlton shirt. I've got a picture of the Queen smiling while going through a turnstile. Oh, but she's been let through the bloody disabled access, isn't she? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bet she didn't pay a fare. There she is getting on an overground train. Oh. What a photo op that is. She honestly looks like, look how she's stepping onto that train. She's like, what is this? I have no idea. Must be mad being the Queen, right?
Well, you'll find out one day, mate.
I would honestly love it. If you can sort that out for me, mate. My birthday in August.
What, just a Freaky Friday, you?
Today's the Queen.
What's the film we're talking about currently?
Joel the Queen. Jason, the Rules of Engagement.
Of course!
Yeah, obviously, mate. So Jason Derulo, they're out on manoeuvres. But he's got some serious manoeuvres to do. His feet have been itching since he got to an anonymous war zone. And you know how in, like, Vietnam movies, they play music in the to get themselves geared up? Ride of the Valkyries, that kind of vibe, or a lot of rock and roll.
And they're playing What You Say by Imogen Heap, and he can't help but do his version.
He can't help but jump in. So they're playing all the rock and roll stuff to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have a rotationary basis for who picks the music, and it comes round to Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
And he just blasts out some classics. Yeah, he's riding solo, and he hops out of the armored vehicle and just starts pulling some shapes in the street. And you know how in Western comedies people shoot at people's feet to make them dance?
Yeah.
It looks like that's happening, and then that does start happening.
Yeah.
But Jason skillfully dances out of the way of a hail of bullets. But then obviously he's put his unit in serious trouble, and so he's put in a court martial. So many of our films end up in court. It's so weird. It kind of feels like we will at some point.
We're just honourable guys that want to make sure that the legal system is practised. That's what it is.
I really do. I worry about it quite an awful lot.
Yeah.
Quite an awful lot.
How does he dance his way out of
prison? Yeah.
So he gets arrested and goes
He gets
to
arrested
prison.
And he gets sent to prison. It's a serious offence, mate. But
it's
he dances
a bloody
out.
Long
he
film
dances
is.
Out of prison. Yeah, it's 4 hours long.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What about this one from Bakhti? I love this one. Shrek's in the City.
Good, good, because that is Shrek 2. Isn't it?
Is it?
Where's the one where he goes to the city?
I don't know.
Or is it Shrek the Third?
I can't.
No, when they go back and meet Fiona's parents, that Shrek's in the City is Shrek 2. They should have called it Shrek's in the City.
They should have, but you know what they didn't do?
What?
That.
Yeah, they called it Shrek 2. Clearer, isn't it? Probably couldn't clear the rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an episode of Sex and the City?
No.
Ah.
Some words I know associated with it.
Shrek's
Mr.
Blob?
Big. Mr. Big.
Yeah. Mr. Big. Is that because he's...
yes it is. All I can think now because of this pun is yeah. Shrek Lives of the Potato Men. And I don't even know what that film is.
Shrek's Lives of the Potato Men.
He looks like a potato man.
He does.
Yeah. Give me another one, mate.
The Incredible Kulk, Kin.
I thought you were going to say Kulk, like, you know, that stuff you used to fill gaps in walls. What is that going to
be? Well, when it gets angry, it turns green and yeah. expands.
Yeah. All right, The Incredible Kulk, Kin. Quite an incredible guy, you know. Child star.
He went off the rails. He seems like he's rails, back he's on back the rails. On,
I mean, he's on a different rail.
Yeah.
But he's certainly on a rail.
It seems like a more stable rail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, power to him. And he makes a podcast, fellow podcaster.
Shout out, mate. Yeah.
Shout out to Macaulay Culkin.
Looking forward to getting you on the show.
Is it a sequel to Home Alone?
How?
Adult Macaulay Culkin. How have they made a modern... Because Home Alone was one of those series where they made 2, and then they made 3, and then they've made 4. Just say numbers.
You're counting up.
Way.
That's how... It's one of those series where they made them in order. Oh, yeah. What's really weird about some of them? Ah, actually, Star Wars. So I was going to make a point there. I was going to say, yeah. Well, I was literally about to go, imagine they started with the fourth one first. But
yeah.
They did that in the biggest film series of all time.
No, right. No, but my point is they made Macaulay Culkin 1 and 2. And then they made like 10 years. No, maybe not 10 years. 5 years later, they made Random Kid with My Hair.
Yeah.
3. Mm-hmm. And then they made 4 with another one.
How much did you get
one.
For licensing your hair for that film?
Pretty penny, actually.
Yeah.
No, right. So, and then they made, like, what I'm saying is, I'm surprised they haven't, I bet you, are they straight to DVD or straight to Netflix? I assume straight to DVD doesn't even exist as a concept anymore.
Yeah, that's weird thing.
Home Alone films. But is it harder to leave a child alone nowadays? Because everyone has, like, a mobile phone.
Yeah, it probably is too hard nowadays, isn't it? You'd have to have
I've bloody tried.
Yeah, God. You'd have to... There'd have to be all sorts of mad plot allowances for that. Like, you know, leaving your phone somewhere.
The next Home Alone is in a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Nice, nice.
And the parents... It's a mix of...
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place and Home Alone.
Yeah.
And he... And Macaulay Culkin, as an adult, is left in a house by his parents... to fend off these creatures that I haven't seen the film of. But at one point, he just gives in and makes loads of noise. But it turns out he turns green and big and muscly when it happens. So he just beats the shit out of the aliens.
What a result. I went to see A Quiet Place the other day.
Yeah?
If you want to hear about the etiquette of the people in that screen, stick around to the end of the podcast. John, should we hit them with our own movie ideas?
Yeah, can I go first?
All right, mate. Well, you've got somewhere to be. Yeah. It'd be me pitching to an empty room.
Right, this one's from me. My name's John. Hi, nice to meet you. This one's inspired by Joel's favourite film title of all time, The Empire Strikes Back in the Habit. There you go, mate.
Right. Okay. First question.
Whoopi Goldberg clearly has the force.
Isn't Whoopi Goldberg playing? Yeah. Okay.
It's a direct sequel to A New Hope with the original cast, but then Whoopi Goldberg plays the entire cast.
The thing about Whoopi Goldberg is she could play the Emperor, but she could also play Luke.
Right? For sure.
That's how great she is.
Yeah, definitely.
The Empire Strikes Back in the Habit. You win this week because Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, is the greatest film title of all time.
I almost wish I hadn't mentioned it, actually. Now, come to it.
Because that's all I can think about now for the remainder of the show.
Because the Force, they've kind of retroactively fitted it to make it kind of a religion.
It is sort of a religion. And those weird fetish red PVC guys, it looks a bit like a nun outfit.
Or the
but what I'm saying is both are very sexy.
Or the creatures on the island that Luke's on the Force Awakens.
Not as sexy.
The Last Jedi.
They've got their place. Hey, did you see that thing online about the red guy when he was fighting Rey, and he has two swords in his hands, and she does this maneuver, and one of the swords in the next shot has disappeared from his hand, and it means she can kill him? It's a really bad continuity error.
Because she has the Force.
Ah, it's the Force. Yeah. They can just explain away anything with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ah, Force.
That sequence is great. I'm saddened to know that there's a continuity error.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Sorry, I've ruined Star Wars. Whoopi Goldberg's here to save it. Yeah, so Whoopi Goldberg is leading a cult religion that is rising up as a new resistance now that the resistance is in tatters.
I was going to say on Tatooine, but I always say Tatooine. What about Hoth?
Good, yeah.
The ice planet Hoth.
Yeah, and you're going to need more than just a nun outfit.
Yeah.
To keep yourself warm there.
Yeah.
Is the nun outfit the habit? Or is the place they live the habit?
Is that not a nunnery?
Hmm. Not the outfit. Sure, nunnery. I don't know. Any nuns out there listening?
Yeah.
Shout us.
I think we're mostly listened to by nuns. That's the last time I checked.
No, what I said, you said, who are our listeners? And I said, there's none. And you thought I said, this happens a lot, John. you've been led to believe that there's loads of nuns listening to us. But
the entire nun populace listens to us. What?
Yeah, we're the official. We're number one amongst the nuns.
It's because they heard about your love for Back in the Habit.
Exactly. I mostly host screenings and Q&As of Back in the Habit at nunneries around the country. That's my job.
Play the first one. No. just Back in the Habit.
Would you like my film
idea?
Yes, please. So remember last week, my film idea was DC's Shazam.
Yeah.
My whole thing is that DC films aren't fun enough.
Yeah.
So I pitched Shazam. It's based around the app. It's fun.
Can I interrupt you just
you
to
see
quickly
where I'm
say?
Go with this?
No, just to really quickly interject to say, I said that The Rock is going to be playing Shazam. It turns out The Rock isn't going to be playing Shazam. He's going to be playing a character called Black Adam, who was the baddie in Shazam, but now isn't the baddie. It's really dull, but just
that's because The Rock can't play a baddie.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. Sorry, go on.
DC's The Flash.
Wait, what kind of Flash? Because we did it with cleaning products before, so I assume...
I'd forgotten that even happened, to be honest. This is a sexier one.
Are his genitals so powerful that they kill baddies?
The thing about this is, right, he's trapped. You know how superheroes have always got a moral dilemma?
Yeah.
His is that he can solve and save any crime. He can stop any crime, but only with his cock and balls.
Mr. Big.
He's Mr. Big. So he has to arrive at a crime scene.
Yeah.
And you know the guy in the Fantastic Four who's a stretchy guy?
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong. No, that's not his name.
Mr. You remember me, though.
Oh, what's the name of that guy in the Fantastic Four? It's Mr. Fantastic or Mr. Tickle.
Yeah.
Another one of my favourite superheroes. But only his knob. So he can, lasso a criminal, but he has to get his knob out. So... there, what happens is there is a hostage situation at a nursery, and 10 children are taken hostage.
No,
and he can only stop it with his elastic knob. So that's the moral dilemma is, can he get his knob out in public if it's for the good of the public?
I like it.
I'm asking for a friend. Basically, John, I'm in quite a lot of trouble for something that happened at Trafalgar Square at the weekend. And this podcast is the basis of my defence. This will be played out in court.
Joel,
I'm in just after Jason Derulo.
Joel, the worst part was Joel wasn't sure whether his penis could lasso a criminal. He just thought he'd give it a go anyway.
I'm not even sure they were a criminal. I think there's only one criminal in that situation. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. And we know that because there is a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And knocking on that studio door is not a man's hand. John, I went to see the film A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, children and monsters.
Yeah.
I'm doing a voiceover for the DVD release.
Oh, great.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You made it when sound you edit the show, can you just cut that out?
You've made it sound like a 90s family film. The children and aliens in A Quiet Place.
It is a stressful movie.
I can imagine.
I'll tell you now. You don't like horror films?
Yeah.
It's not super scary. Mm. It's more sci-fi thrillery.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared because the aliens didn't look like they would really happen.
But it's jumpy-wumpy,
like,
right?
They didn't look like they really happened. It's a little bit jumpy-wumpy. Yeah.
I'm not a
didn't
fan.
Didn't they sing, I forget.
Yeah, so anyway, film etiquette for all those people who are... People stop paying attention to the podcast when you promised it, when you teased the idea of film etiquette.
They just skip forward, didn't they?
Yeah.
If you skip forward... Oh boy, you missed some things that happened towards the end
really,
of that show.
You really did.
It's tricky to rock a rhyme when you're in a film that's so quiet.
Yeah.
But I managed it. So people, there is a sense of the screen, what's happening on the screen makes you very tense.
Yeah.
But also everyone else in that cinema with you makes you extremely tense as well. Unless you're a motherfucker from Richmond, which is where I saw it at the Odeon. There are people in there that did not care about other people's enjoyment of that screen. 90-minute film, right?
Yeah.
Ideal. Thank you very much to the filmmakers. Someone got up to go to the loo 3 times.
Oh, no.
3 times in a 90-minuter. And they were really obnoxious about it. And do you know what they smelt like, John? You know when you've been out on the booze in the sun for
I
the
did it
day?
Once. Yeah.
There's a, you get a smell, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Men it's get like a you're smell. Sweating alcohol.
Like you're sweating alcohol, but it's kind of cooked.
Yeah.
Like, it's a smell. Everyone listening to this will immediately know what I'm talking about. And that's how that guy smelt when he left 3 times to leave the cinema. And I hate him. I hate him.
So you think he did a big boozy day in the sun and
then... and then went to watch A Quiet Place. Yeah. He was talking to his girlfriend the whole time and they had booze in their seats.
No.
Unacceptable. Woman in front of me keeps chatting to her daughter the whole way through. The daughter's not even responding because it's obviously so embarrassing. Doesn't stop her. I can't believe it. And so much of the film is quiet. So much of it.
My friend was telling me that he went and he was so self-conscious about noise of eating popcorn that he barely touched his popcorn through the... entirety of the film.
I had popcorn.
Yeah.
And I hold my hands up. Maybe a bad move, but I just fucking love popcorn
so much. Well, you didn't know in advance, did you, that this wasn't a foodie film?
Yeah, but I knew it was quiet.
Yeah.
I thought, what do I love more, silence or popcorn?
Popcorn.
And so I was just taking individual bits of popcorn.
Yeah.
Holding them in my mouth until they dissolved.
Yeah.
But there's no enjoyment in that. There's no enjoyment.
This week's Avengers, you'll be like...
Shit, Avengers this week?
Yeah.
Right, let's end it there. I'm going to go and see it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.